The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Well, now I'm joined by Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Annatar the Marketer in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the Dishing It Out podcast. And you'll be on your travels?
Yeah, we're heading down to Altogether now on Sunday. We're in the Galloway's tent and we're recording from 1 to 2. So if you're at Altogether now and you fancy listening to two chefs spoofing their way through an hour, come on over and see us and we'll have a bit of crack.
Henry McKean is down there in a few minutes' time. We'll be trying to wake him up to tell us what's going on.
We were down there last year. It's such a brilliant... everybody's in such good form and the weather is perfect. So
very good. Now, you want to cook fish?
Yeah, I'm just back, as you know. I was away for a couple of weeks and I had a dish while I was away that I haven't had. I've cooked it a lot, but I haven't had it in ages. And it's sole meuniere, which is probably the one of the most classic bit of fish cookery that you can come up with. And I'm doing it with some brown shrimp and some capers. It's hard enough to get large sole, but if you get it like an 800 or 900 gram sole, it'd be enough for two people. But if not, you can get slip sole, which are a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
And you'll easily eat one each. I always say, if you're like any of that kind of flat fish, if you just ask the fishmonger to take the skin off for you, but if he doesn't, if you just put a tiny little incision at the bottom of the tail and then you use a tea towel and grab the skin, it comes off. You just pull it off as one piece. And then if you think about it, if you look at the palm of your hand, is the shape of the sole. About a half an inch all around the sole is a skirt, and you just take a scissor, start at the bottom and cut up along the side and remove the skirt, and you're left with the four fillets on the top and the bottom, and then it's ready to go. Your fishmonger will do that for you, but if not, you can do it quite easily. What you're going to need for the recipe is a couple of sole, or a couple of one Dover sole or two slip sole, 3 tablespoons of flour, which I'm going to get you to season well with salt and pepper, and then for the sauce it's 200 grams of butter, 2 shallots, 110 grams of brown shrimp. They sell them in all the supermarkets or in the fishmongers. So these little small shrimp, they have a lovely flavour to them. They're normally peeled and deveined already. 50 grams of baby spinach, which we're going to serve on the side. A couple of lemons for the juice. Some chopped parsley. And then to do, you just get yourself a tray, put the flour on, season it really well. Dredge the sole through. So you're basically putting a nice flour crust on the sole. And then a large frying pan, medium to hot heat, little splash of vegetable oil, and then you throw in 40 grams of butter. When it starts to foam, you hold the fish by the tail, dust off any of the excess flour, and gently lay the fish into the pan away from yourself. And yeah, exactly. You want to hear that little sizzle. Perfect, Pat. You want to hear that little sizzle. And then just give the pan a little shake and you're going to cook it for about 3 to 4 minutes on a medium heat. It should be just tipping away. Turn it over another 3 to 4 minutes. And I just like to have a tray beside me lined with a bit of parchment paper. When the fish is cooked, if you take a spatula and you go down the centre of the fish, you'll feel the fillet just wants to fall away. Then you know it's perfectly cooked. Into a warm oven, you've seared off the both of them, it's time to make the sauce. The rest of the butter goes into the pan, in with the shallots, saute them off with no colour, in with the brown shrimp and the rest of the butter, keeping on shaking the pan, and then the squeeze of those 2 lemons, salt and pepper, and that's a very basic pan sauce that's perfect with sole meuniere. Serve with a little bit of sauteed spinach, which is just a pan, a little bit of butter into the pan, throw in the spinach, saute till it wilts down, and I promise you that's a perfect supper for anybody. Sole meuniere with a brown shrimp and caper sauce.
Very posh.
It is quite posh, and look, it's the type of dish when you start out in your career, it's one that you need to learn and you need to I've told you this before, but my father used to work in is a trained waiter, and all this would have been done back in the 60s and 70s table side. It's proper Gary Don kind of service, but a really nice thing to learn how to cook if you're interested in fish cookery.
Now, the other fish dish is 1 pan hake with tomato, red pepper, olives and potato.
Yeah, this one is a little bit easier, right? So I want you to go into the fishmonger or the supermarket, get yourself a couple of fillets of hake. When you bring it home, dry the skin really well with some paper. Again, I'll give you the ingredients first for the sauce. So you need a punnet of cherry tomatoes, couple of shallots, 200 grams of cooked and sliced new potatoes, 150 grams of peeled red pepper. You can buy them in the jar. It's a really good product, and just chop them up. 100 grams of pitted olives, good splash of olive oil, some basil, some lemon juice and salt and pepper. So medium pan on again. You have 4 nice fillets of hake. You're going to cook them skin side down into that pan. And when you put them into the pan, again, don't touch the pan, leave them alone. You want to, the pan to start to caramelise them. And then when it starts to get enough of a crust, it won't stick to the pan. You're going to cook them for about 3 or 4 minutes on that skin side till it gets a lovely golden colour. Then just take them out of the pan, set them to one side so the skin, the crispy skin is looking at you. On to make the sauce. So to make the sauce, a couple of tablespoons of olive oil, throw in the shallots, saute again with no colour, in with the cherry tomatoes, it'll start to break down. Then you want to go in with the roasted peppers, the olives, a little bit more olive oil, the basil, a good squeeze of lemon. So you're basically making this tomato, red pepper and potato stew almost.
Yeah.
And then you just nestle the fish back into that stew, pop it into the preheated oven, 180 degrees, and bake it for about 8 to 10 minutes. And then you just bring the whole pan to the centre of the table and let people dig in. Wonderful Mediterranean cookery and an easy way to cook fish.
This on the text, Gareth Mullins, an oasis in the desert of bad news.
There you go, thanks very much.
Anne says the texter, I always follow through on his tips as well.
So thanks very much, Anne, and have a wonderful Saturday.
And because Gareth flies through these recipes, you can get them all in detail on his Instagram.
Yeah, and Gareth Mullins, if you find me on Instagram, but we also share them on the hotel's Instagram handle as well, Forbes Street or Annatara at the Marker Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.